From VOA Learning English, this is As It Is. Welcome back. I'm Katie Weaver. Getting old is not easy. As we age, we seem to slow down physically. Brain processes, like memory, can also weaken. And as we age, we are more likely to develop depression and anxiety disorders. Today, we tell you about two ways old people might fight the effects of aging. First up, video gaming. Scientists have developed a video game for older adults to help sharpen their memory and attention to details. The researchers say senior citizens who play a multitasking game experience neurological improvements. Avi Arditi reports.
The game is called NeuroRacer. It was a creation of scientists at the University of California, San Francisco. Players use a handheld controller to race a car on a video projection screen. Later, another level is added to the game. Signs begin to appear and disappear on part of the video screen. Some signs are important messages connected to the game, but others are unrelated. The players learn to pay attention to the important signs and ignore the others. The researchers tested more than 170 volunteers of all ages. About 15 people, aged 60 to 85, were told to play NeuroRacer 3 times a week for 1 hour at a time. The other volunteers received different orders. Some did not play the game at all. Others played it without signs appearing on the screen. After about 1 month, the researchers tested the volunteers. They looked at how well the study participants did when the game was just racing the car. They compared it to how the participants did when the second task of reading signs was added. Adam Gazzoli was the lead investigator. He says there was a striking improvement in multitasking ability among the adults who played 3 times a week.
Before training, they have a 65% drop in performance when they do the 2 tasks versus 1 task. After training, they only have a 16% drop in performance. And that's better than the 20-year-olds that had a performance drop in the 27% range.
Adam Gazzoli says there was one especially striking finding. He says the volunteers' strengthened brain power continued for 6 months. And he says it was useful in other mental areas, like attentiveness and memory.
Like a sustained attention, which is vigilance, ability to hold your attention to something that's very boring and respond to it rapidly and accurately, that improves selectively in this group. And also working memory, their ability to hold something in mind for a short period of time and then respond to it accurately and rapidly, that also improved.
The researcher says he would not urge senior citizens to go buy any one video game currently selling in stores. But he says it is possible some target shooting games could help seniors in ways similar to NeuroRacer. And Mr. Gazzoli says his team is working on developing more video games for people suffering from depression and attention deficit disorder. I'm Avi Arditi.
You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Katie Weaver. Song and dance might be another way to keep the brain and spirit in good shape. Just ask the senior citizens who recently competed at the 13th Annual Senior Talent Show. 95-year-old Chin Fan Wang waited months for this moment, her daughter says.
She said that she's a little bit nervous, but hope everything turns out. But in case something happened, just forgive me, she said. I do the best I can.
The two women are sitting in a meeting room at a home for the aging in Los Angeles, California. They are waiting for a show to begin. Chin Fan Wang is playing a love song on a traditional Chinese string instrument. Her family thinks her involvement with music is time well spent.
Otherwise, if she has a spare time, she will hear, I'm heard here, heard there. So kind of move her mind to the healthy way.
There are more than 30 performances in this year's talent competition. The show is open to performers 55 and older who live in the Los Angeles area. Former professional singers, dancers, comedians, and musicians are in the show. Many of them traveled around the world when they were younger. Their performances include many different styles, American blues music, opera, and Broadway show tunes. Accordionist Oscar Rospide, a native of Argentina, has been performing for almost 70 years using music from Latin and European countries.
I'm very grateful for that competition, not for the reason that I'm probably going to win money or something like that, but because it's a chance to share a little bit of music with the people. And this, I think, that is one of the best languages in the world.
The show's creators say their main goal was the sharing of different cultures. Dolores Peterson is a judge in the competition. She says for many older people, the senior talent show is one of the best moments of their year.
You could tell that they've been practicing, they love what they do, and they want to expand on it, and they want to share.
Most of the performers say they do not care if they win or lose. They say they are just happy to share their talent, their cultural traditions, and have some fun. And that's As It Is for today. On As It Is Tomorrow.
Honestly, I ask myself that every day. I'm just like, why did I decide to play a guy's sport? But it kind of just grew on me. And then after I made that first field goal, I just knew that it was my sport.
American football is generally considered an all-male sport. But several girls have joined their high school football team in Alexandria, Virginia. They do not use the boys' locker room to get ready for games or to clean up after, but they're treated as equal members of the team just the same. Avi Arditi will have that story. To find Learning English audio and video products, visit our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. You can also leave us a comment. And remember, you can get the latest news on the Voice of America at the beginning of every hour, Universal Time. I'm Katie Weaver. Thanks for joining us.